Hi, this is Janet Planet, and welcome to Stellar Pick of the Week. This week, Making the Arrangement, Our Love is Here to Stay. Our Love is Here to Stay was the Gershwins' last song. Already in May 1937, George began to complain of fatigue, and by June he was suffering frequent headaches and spells of dizziness. Under contract to Samuel Goldwyn to supply songs for a film extravaganza, The Goldwyn Follies, the brothers worked between George's sieges of malaise, and Ira confected one of his most unaffectedly affecting lyric. It's very clear, our love is here to stay, not for a year, but forever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But, oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. George's headaches and spells of dizziness became more frequent and worse as a cadre of doctors continued to misdiagnose the malignant brain tumor for which he was at last operated upon and from which he died on July 11th. All that could be found of Our Love is Here to Stay was a 20-bar incomplete lead sheet. Fortunately, friend Oscar Levant remembered the harmonies from George's frequent piano performances of the song and was able to faithfully reconstruct it. In The Goldwyn Follies, it was given short shrift, over in a flash, and had to wait until Gene Kelly's sympathetic rendering as an American soldier who remains in Paris after World War II to paint in the 1951 An American in Paris to make its impact from the screen. Three interpretations, Blossom Dearie, saxophonist Jerry Bergonzi, and yours truly, with Gershwin's Our Love is Here to Stay. Enjoy.
It's very clear.